Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing lightly.
Would you get away from here? Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes such mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Should be called the wake up. I just fucking woke up like 10 minutes ago. Big ups to Petey Green for coming through and showing love. Appreciate it, bruh. Sorry I missed what the fuck this morning, dude. I was fucking sleeping, dude. Yeah, this is one of the days where I just let it go and just sleep in, and that's how I do. So I'm trying to wake up here. I think what I'm going to do is I haven't even re-upped yet. I think what I'm going to do is go get some coffee. That's what I did yesterday at one of my other shows. I did. I was talking to Abu as I went down to order some coffee, and that was fun. So maybe I'll do that during this program. I'll go run and get some coffee. I'm going to try to go to Starbucks again. There's this girl at Starbucks that I think is really cute. Hey, Nasty. Welcome to the program. This is my pot smoking program, so buyer beware. We like to talk about marijuana-related news, and we'll play marijuana-friendly music. But there's this chick over at I works at the Starbucks around the corner from me, and I don't usually like to go to Starbucks if I have a choice to go somewhere else. Like, in the neighborhood that I'm in here, there's a couple other coffee shops. Like there's a mom and pop coffee shop owned by like this Chinese couple, this Chinese family. And so I like to go there if I can to support them. But there's this girl that works. There's this episode. I'm reading Nasty says, "You haven't listened to my episodes yet. Bad, bad boy. Yes, I'm such a naughty boy, Nasty. You're going to, I think I need a spanking. And I think you're the one to do it." So there's this chick that works behind the counter at the Starbucks near my house. And, like, I want to go there just so I can flirt with her. And I tried to go there yesterday, and she wasn't working. There's a big line, so I said, fuck it, and I went to the other place. But the other place, everybody's got, like, their head in their computers or books or whatever, and it's not quite as... And the people working behind the counter are guys. But there's this one chick at... But anyways, move back to Starbucks. There's this one chick at Starbucks who used to kind of flirt with me when I came in there, but I didn't really think of anything of it until I went in there one time and she didn't flirt with me. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So now I want to like see her again and flirt with her. I don't know. I guess I'm just a loser. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to head over there in a minute here and get some coffee and hopefully get a phone number or at least flirt with her. Hopefully she's there. Anyways, give me a call. 347-826-7667. This is the Re-Up, Vince in the Bay, taking your calls. I'll try to get into some marijuana-related news, and I'm also going to try to upload. I didn't get a chance to do it yet, but there's some more marijuana tracks that I want to get up here. But in the meantime, let's listen to Dub of Love from King Tubby and the Scottolites right here on the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
I want to invite you to listen in on my talk show. Hello, yes, you heard that right, I have my own talk show now. Get all the juicy details about it by clicking on the following link: www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. Please, bring all of your friends. All of them. Help me out. Tweet about this show. Send it to your accounts at MySpace, Facebook, and any other communities that you may be active in. Thank you so much. This is so exciting. Especially for me. But there will be more. I promise. Plans are shaping and taking form in this very moment. Just you wait and see. I will surprise you. If you just show up at the right time. Many hugs and lots of love, Nasty Radio and Nasty. Don't forget to visit the following link: www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. I hope to see you there. Thank you and goodbye for now.
في هذا الموسم ادي امامنا بقول
Master Kush, Mota, The Bomb,
Dope,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry
Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes,
Chronic,
Chicafone,
Indica,
Sess,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensimilia,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensimilia,
Grapes,
Dope,
Inhale.
Blueberry
Smoke.
Yum Yum,
Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts,
Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Weed,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
give me a call. The number's at the top of the screen. It's 347-826-7667. I'm on my way over here to the coffee shop. I think I'm going to try Starbucks today. There's this girl that works behind the counter there that I have a crush on, kind of. Anyways, and so I'm going to see if I can try to catch her. But more importantly, I'm just getting some caffeination going. Yeah, so I'm just walking through the neighborhood here. There's my neighbors, they have the kids outside, roller skating, and it's a beautiful day here in California. It really is. It's, again, no clouds in the sky, blue skies, temperatures in the, probably I'd say the 80s. No breeze. Kind of hot. Not too hot, though. I mean, it's not like, I sweat very easily. Like, it doesn't take much for me to just start just pouring sweat. Like, by the time I get to this coffee shop, which I'm about a half a block away, by the time I get there, I'm going to be sweating. No doubt about it. And that's just life. Life is Vince. Is I just big, fat, sweaty motherfucker. And that's just how it is. But I'm getting ready across the street here. It's getting really busy and loud. Yeah, shut the fuck up. God, people are idiots. Anyways, maybe I'll play another track here while I get my coffee. You want to give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm going to go in the coffee shop here, get my coffee, and come right back in a minute. As soon as my switchboard cooperates. Oh, brother. Come on, you piece of shit. All right, I'll be right back. Bitches.
Sweet to see, get some pride and walk out as if born with the spleen. Made a squad you high. Get that with instructions and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper busting. Minutes make your party get so sick they white Russian. And die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be on pissing in the bisque in the kitchen. May I assume your autobiography is filed in the fiction. Cause I'm just breaking back to others where you got all your cash. Can we make the revolution? I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. I'm a down motherfucker, get up out of your chair. I'm a real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
The girl that I was looking for was not, she was not working today. There wasn't this cute girl that came in to order, though. Her and her mama came in together. Not bad, not bad. So I got my beverage now. Now, I just need to get back to the studio and blaze up, because this is supposed to be the re-up, bitch. I should have done all this stuff before the program, but I was too busy sleeping. Fucking sleeping machine. I don't know what the fuck my problem is. Although, yeah, never mind. Okay. Come to another track. Give me a call, 826-7667. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we're back here on the re-up with Vince in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I'm just sitting out here watching the traffic drive by. Enjoying a beverage here, my triple iced vanilla soy latte. Now I'm starting my day here, and I'm about to re-up in a minute here. Oh, what a beautiful day. It's just amazing. I can't believe I'm doing a fucking radio show. This is ridiculous. I should be out climbing a mountain or flying a kite or something. I am outside, though. Like, that's got to count for something. I'm doing my radio show, but I'm going outside. So, I think that's a good thing. I don't know. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to drop me a line at 347-826-7667. I'm going to get some marijuana-related muse. marijuana is my muse. And I'm going to use my muse to get into some marijuana news in a little bit. Because there's always something shaking. There's always somebody getting taken down. There's a couple more big seizures that took place this past week. Brad Pitt is talking out of his asshole, saying he's going to run for mayor of New Orleans on a platform of legalizing and regulating and taxing marijuana. Let me ask you this. Is it possible to legalize something and not tax it? Is there any conceivable way of legalizing something that is illegal now and not taxing it? Never. Never. Things are okay as long as they can tax it, right? You can smoke your cigarettes to your heart's content and go until you go into fucking cardiac arrest. And that's fine with the government. They don't care about that as long as they can tax your ass. But that's just me. Anywho. I want to run on a platform of legalizing marijuana and not taxing it. How about that? I'm announcing my candidacy for the mayor of New Orleans, and I'm running another platform just like Brad Pitt, except I want to legalize cannabis and not tax it. How about that? Why does it have to be taxed? Who's Brad Pitt? What team is he playing for? And another thing on his platform is every citizen will be required to adopt a child from South Africa or Zimbabwe, wherever it's cool and hip to adopt a kid from these days. That's going to be required under the new Brad Pitt regime in New Orleans. I'm still trying to wake up here, folks. Bear with me. I woke up about an hour ago. I cut the tail end of What the Fuck, which kind of disappoints me. I love that program. I think What the Fuck is probably my favorite show on VTR. Start my morning with it every day at work, usually just listening, chatting. But I missed it today. I got the tail end, so I don't know. Maybe if PD Green wants to call in and fill me in on what's up, what his what the fuck moment was this morning, I'd be curious to hear it. Or if you, or I know you're in the studio, you're busy, PD. You don't need to call in, but if you want to chat with me in the chat room, I'll be in there in a minute. I'm still outside right now. But I'm going to go ahead and play another track and head back to the studio and get down to some business here. And I have that new 59150 track, but I can't access it on my switchboard here remotely. For some reason, like, I can get to my switchboard on my iPhone, but I can't scroll down to the other songs. I can only play, like, it gives me, like, the first six songs I can see, so I can play those. And luckily, one of those songs is this one. I'll be right back after these messages from Jay Will and 59150.
Let's go. Yeah, stop frontin'. What's that runnin'? I got my mind on the plane. I'm sorry, living change and having broken dreams and people up on my team who don't believe in my faith and my riches. Too often these niggas, you got me pride with the simple life of bitches. Me, they got me twisted if they think I'm waiting for a return. Cause all them bullshit and hate and talk, that bitch can burn. Up in the bottles of piss, they here where hoes dwell. Straight to be honest, I couldn't do it, nigga, but oh well. I had to keep it moving and soon off the hate me now. Everybody wanna look at my smile. They said I changed since the thoughts to be chad. No longer am I just that ignorant motherfucker out here acting wild. Nope. I had to learn and make sure that my seeds grew so everybody knew what they had to see true. Cause dollars gotta add up to make sense. Cause how the fuck you gonna go back to your family with pocket lint? So keep it this and you think that we ain't eating and all that bullshit and that hate y'all defeating. It's a movement that can't be stopped. ABK's a black motherfucker. Family ties just that out. So look around, motherfucker. For something you didn't understand what I say, we ain't bluffing. Cause Bruce ain't about nothing. All I see is the huffing, puffing front and stop bluffing. What? Bullshit ain't about nothing. You can stop with all the tears and lies and motherfuckers, all the bulls and crap. Cause understand, this shit right here we will ride for. Clip a couple shots and yo, it's going die for.
Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', man. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', cause bullshit about nothing. Stop me walking, stop in front and bullshit about nothing. When you see me, I'm gunning, leading you to running. You wanna see something with me? I hope not. Where I'm at is where I be. My breathing don't stop. The chores real soon. I'm a goon without the send off. Come in the wrong hood up here to get you picked off. Music gotta get off. No more drugs. Everybody gangsters now. No more thugs. Matter of fact, I got a question. Why every rapper that hate on us got no music to play when we go to they pay? Because some niggas is lame, the new name is game.
Damn.
If you want some bitch shit, why you acting game? They say we don't play fair, it's a goddamn shame. Because I'm used to so hot, competition is lame. I don't have dirt on my shoulders, it's actually hate. So I walk with a special brush that does it off every day. Give me a pound of good beats, they be off in a day. The preseason coming soon, rap game ain't wait.
Stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', what? Nigga, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', nigga.
It's no question, I'm hood, so don't question me about is it any niggas up in Milwaukee. Bang Bang is the songs that I grew up to.
to, because that's all that we heard on the blocks I grew. Young, but I'm not Bird, don't get me confused. No more drive-bys, I woke up on you. If you think Jay will, Jay won't. Trick on the bitch, thought I do, but I don't. Stab out to the east side to holler at Petey. See me, I'm from the west, but living it ain't easy. Life full of stress, Mill Town is the city that I rep till I die. Keep my head to the sky. Don't ask why, if you catch me in your crib, goddamn, I'm freestyling, let me stop and ad lib.
Stop frontin', stop frontin'. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. What? You look around, motherfucker, keep stuntin'. I'm playin' around and thinkin' we bluffin'. We're shittin' about nothing. All I see, I was huffin', puffin', and it's stuntin'. What? This shit ain't about nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, motherfucker.
Petey Green, 59150, and the infamous J. Will from the Mill. With Bullshit About Nothing, that's the track right here on the re-up with Vince in the Bay. Almost back to the studio. It's such a beautiful fucking day today. My God. But you know what? It's a little bit too hot, though. If it was maybe like 3 degrees cooler, I might go out and do some shit, but this is too hot. Oh. I think I'm going to call up one of my mega hoes and arrange for a sponge bath this afternoon. Oh. Man. What a day. What a day. God, I just woke up. Got my coffee. Oh. Oh, roo, 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 roo. Puppy. Oh, boo, 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 puppy. That's, here, that's Cerberus, the Megaforce security dog. Anywho. Back in the studio now. Big ups to Ronnie for coming through. Petey Green, 59150. And Nasty. Nasty apparently had a show. I missed it. I'm sorry, baby, but I had prior commitments. I don't even know when it was, but it was probably prior. Had a prior commitment with my bed and my pillow. Okay, so let's get back into... Now that I have full control over my switchboard again, I'm going to get back into some marijuana-related stuff. Assuming I have it on here. What the fuck? Oh, all right, here's some Manu Chao. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Mi estilo de música personal... El cachivachi, el cachivachi boogie. Mezclar todo con todo y como venga. Y sorprenderse, el cachivachi. Cachivachi boogie, desde que yo nací. Cachivachi boogie, lo que me gusta a mí.
Marihuana, Sintonízanos ahora. Recuerda, es justo el momento.
Damn, we set up a colony for people here. Music is all a part of another tomorrow, another kind of language, speaking things of nature, naturally, the way it should be, speaking things of blackness, about the boy.
What if we won't come? You gonna make us
sound?
If a red bean's on the moon, walking with the living dead, almost put them in his head, but instead he hit the dead for a brief moment. Then he had to get his draft, the police coming. Cousin, keep running, but the beat keep gunning. Your feet need to be doing at least 3 minutes. Aiming for your chest with the heat dumping. Metal plated in the vest, in three shunning. The first keep playing. Big game cocaine cowboys. White rocks, pops, not a box of Altoids. Caught him in the mouth of madness. Can't avoid the trap instead of going for that. It's a foul boy. And now you know it. Your eyes open like an owl in a forest. Cause you never know what's coming out the mouth of informants. Or a gal who be dormant, ass and tits. Still walking in the room and with savages. Corner generals in fool packages. As it is, recession just adds aggression. Grab the master weapon for the rap they catch it. Cast it, set it, check deep, that's the lesson. Dig deep, ask the question and live free like man. Forget it. Cash in the streets and I have to get it. Spread it down the line, alphabetic. I'm not a preacher with a phone book, sound pathetic. But I'm eager to reach the people with mad.
The bottomless pit surrounding you. Better, of course. Another place in the universe, up under different stars. That would be where the altered destiny would come in. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially ended. 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 Ended.
Master Kush, Mota, the Bomb,
Go,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes,
Chronic,
Chicaphonic,
Indica,
Sus,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensimilia,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensimilia,
Grapes,
Dope,
Blueberry Yum Yum, Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts,
Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Wee,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
do, and keep me in view while I'm singing this jazz for you. Yabby dabby day, yo bo 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 boy, I wanna be a disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo bo bo boy, I wanna be a disco boy, I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight.
Ending. Pretty much all my songs that I have on here have abrupt endings. Either that or they don't have abrupt endings, but for some reason when you capture them into BTR, they cut off the end of them. It's fucking retarded. Anyways, join me here on the line. The number is 347-826-7667. I have a couple marijuana related news stories I'm going to get to in just a second, but here I am already an hour and 8 minutes into the re-up, and I haven't even fucking re-upped myself yet, so I got to take care of that. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of the Wu-Tang Clan.
You bitch ass niggas, as high as Wu-Tang get, I'll allow us pop this shit, just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, well don't fuck with it.
Yo, too many songs, weak rhymes is mad long. Make it brief, son, half short and twice strong. No doubt you took time searching. Eventually, it was prime urgent for you to examine the rhyme merchant. Lace MCs with styles when they rhyme drunk. On a label hunt until 20,000 out the trunk. Eight diagrams, sword swinging on my tank force. RZA throwing the disc, but then changed the bank source. It can't flow. Must be the speech impediment. You got lost off the snare, off impeached the president. Whether in Amsterdam, smoking 7 grams of green, venue packed. 1,000 white kings in in tight jeans. It's witty, unpredictable shots. Critical to analytical analogy. Insurance policies, why? Said they know that sound, but they're fine to know. Couldn't recognize, bash them the fuck behind the ropes. Too many dope niggas I see starving. Catch a single deal, a possible plea bargain. Boom slang, regardless to whom or what. Five mics, five nights, hanging from the balcony, dropping 25 flights. A fugitive bass playing rap czar. Smoked a cigar, his prints on the strings of his guitar.
F.I.S. Wu-Tang, get a lot loud, us pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, but don't fuck with it.
Yeah, I got a hold on ya, doing exactly what the fuck a marijuana, this nigga nasty. Deep in the dirty dungeon, bugging, loving the way these rhymes keep coming at you, splash ya. Get your headpiece fractured with killer cuts from the Shropshire. Slash ya, rip shit up, got this whole thing mastered. Show nothing, MC, too good to be touched. John, bring the phenomenon, I co-crush. MC, inferiorities, they froze up. Ice cold, let's we move on, saga unfold. Captivated by a saga that go untold. Like go banger, caught up in a cliffhanger. Yo, INS, another co-red. Danger, bring out the vest. Now with tactical warfare, it's on here. Come with your shield and hardware. If he on here, don't ever roam in the naked city. Even your story's none pretty. Bomb him with the witty, unpredictable. Conditioning be critical. Piece the tent, getting high on your physical. This next drink is a toast to your memory. When I go, how many niggas gon' remember me?
F.I.S. Wu-Tang, get a lot loud, us pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, but don't fuck with it.
That's right, don't fuck with it. The Wu-Tang Clan. God damn. Fuck. Oh my God.
Master Kush. Mota. The Bomb.
Dope.
Sour Diesel.
Sativa.
Marijuana.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
Trees.
Grapes.
Chronic.
Chica.
Chronic.
Indica.
Sess.
Grass.
Weed.
Sensimil.
Weed.
Inhale.
Green.
Exhale.
Sensimil.
Grapes.
Dope.
Blueberry
Smoke.
Yum Yum.
Ganja.
Chronic.
Blaze.
Sativa.
Oh, yeah.
Blunts. Bleezy.
Bomb ass.
Marijuana.
Weed.
Mota.
Marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Ganja.
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
Bonsoir, vous posez votre question.
Bonsoir monsieur, je voudrais savoir si à 6h heure française, s'il y a conflit, est-ce que ce serait une guerre mondiale et si oui, est-ce que ce serait éventuellement la fin du monde, la fin du monde, la fin du monde, la fin du monde.
tuned to the Dubwise stylings of Mano Negra, featuring the one and only Manu Chao, who is artist that I play on this fucking program all the time, dude. But now I want to get into some news here. This is from the Los Angeles Times today, reporting that there's bit that you folks know here in California, we're fucking, it's Dante's Inferno out here, right? We're fucking burning to the ground. Anyways, there's this huge Santa Barbara wildfire that was caused by none other than a marijuana farm. And suspects are currently at large in the forest. This actually sounds quite intriguing. A fire that has burned more than 75,000 acres in Santa Barbara County over the last week has started an illegal, no, was confirmed to have started in an illegal marijuana growing area operated by a Mexican drug organization. Authorities said they confirmed the blaze, which is burning out of control, started in a cooking area of the pot farm. They believe those responsible are still in the forest and trying to leave the forest by foot. So apparently some Mexican growers were doing an illegal growing operation. It's funny, I was just watching a CNBC has a ongoing special that they replay every once in a while, and they played it last night. Called, I think it's called Marijuana Inc. But it's about the marijuana drug trade and just, you know, taking the CNBC approach to profiling the billion-dollar industry that is right here in my backyard. And yeah, they have these Mexican farmers. They've found, they'll find these plots of what are technically government land out in the middle of nowhere in the hills. They'll hike sometimes 3 to 4, 5, 6 miles by foot, carrying all their equipment, everything with them. And, sometimes they have to tend to these crops, you know, for weeks at a time, so they can't be going back and forth. So they carve out little huts and stuff for them out in the middle of nowhere on the side of these hills where they're growing this weed out in the wild. And they're doing it off unmarked trails. Like the only way the cops can really find them is by helicopter. So anyway, so there's tons of these, you know, these Mexican weed growers who have, you know, this is their, their way to get ahead and get into America and make some fucking money. And so they go to extreme measures to do it. And I would imagine more times than not, they get away with it. But this particular case, apparently in Santa Barbara, one of these little camps that they have set up, because they set up these camps out in the hills there in the middle of nowhere. And, they have like a campsite set up with a fire and stuff. And I guess somebody just, whatever, snoozed and the campfire caused a forest fire. Unfortunately, I would imagine that for the fucking the dudes tending the crop, hopefully they didn't burn to death, but they lost their crops. I mean, if 75,000 acres of Santa Barbara County forest is burnt, I would imagine that probably includes their weed that they were growing. And it was really, watching the CNBC show, special, it was really sad. They were just showing these federal agents just hacking down and pulling up, uprooting all these crops, these perfectly healthy plants. I mean, they're killing plants. It just, seeing it visually just, it's like, do these people get it? Do they just not, like, it's ridiculous. They're destroying life. These are the people, these are probably the same people, or the people funded by the same people, or encouraged by the same people, that say we have to save our environment, we have to save our planet, let's be green. But at the same time, they're fucking turning around and uprooting these plants, that these crops that produce a commodity that has value, many intrinsic values included in it, and they're just like throwing it away. Now, I question the premise whether or not they're actually throwing this stuff away. I think what they're doing is stealing it. I think if they were as smart as they think they are, they would not destroy all this. I'm not talking about the Santa Barbara thing. Obviously, that stuff's gone. But like when they do these seizures of like, you know, 220 pounds of marijuana in shipments, it's already all the work's done for you. It's already been grown, chopped up, packaged, trimmed, ready to go. And these people, are you telling me these people are destroying this shit? Are you crazy? If I gave you $1 million worth of marijuana, would you do your duty and flush it down the toilet? I mean, no. That's potentially $1 million you could make. Hell, don't be so greedy. What if you just say, hey, half price sale? Everybody, it's $500,000 now. You know? So that's the fucked up thing about the law, is it puts those with the badges in charge, and they can just take, what's to keep them from just taking that 220 pounds of marijuana that they seize and just fucking chopping it up and redistributing it in another part of the country? That's ridiculous. That's why I think they should pass, you know, if they're going to keep these ridiculous drug laws in place and leave the potential there for loopholes for government officials to be corrupt and redistribute this seized product, then I want to see an ordinance passed where fucking it requires that the authorities, when they seize these drugs, they fucking fully document the destruction of them. All right? Like I'm saying, videotape on public access television. Here's the 220 pounds that we say are illegal and wrong, and you shouldn't be doing this shit, people. So, as you know, we're going to show you right now what happens. We're going to disintegrate this stuff. It should never be on the planet to begin with. I mean, why don't they just do that? Why don't they just fucking destroy it? Why don't they just go to the source? Go to Colombia. Go to Peru. Go to wherever else and destroy all the fucking, just nuke the fucking coke plants. Right? I mean, such a double standard. Optimus International. I don't know what the fuck that is. Anyways, thanks for coming through, Ronnie, Petey, and Nasty. Nasty, I don't know if you were here earlier, but I played your promo. I'm gonna play it again. It's a cool promo. Yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Here's some brief messages. I'll be right back. Give me a call. 347-867-667.
I want to invite you to listen in on my talk show. Hello. Yes, you heard that right. I have my own talk show now. Get all the juicy details about it by clicking on the following link: www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. Please, bring all of your friends. All of them. Help me out. Tweet about this show. Send it to your accounts at MySpace, Facebook, and any other communities that you may be active in. Thank you so much. This is so exciting, especially for me. but there will be more. I promise. Plans are shaping and taking form in this very moment. Just you wait and see. I will surprise you if you just show up at the right time. Many hugs and lots of love, Nasty Radio and Nasty. Don't forget to visit the following link, www.blogtalkradio.com/nasty_radio. I hope to see you there. Thank you and goodbye for now.
I know what you're thinking, Bunk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself and all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Jamrock, glad you're here. Vince in the Bay. I'm in the backyard right now, watering the plants. Not those plants. Oh, I'm not. I'm not sophisticated enough to be able to cultivate my own marijuana. I can only consume it. But, yeah, there you have it. Beautiful day here in California. You know, my the Megaforce headquarters have not burnt to the ground. We're the one area of California that's left untouched by Dante's Inferno, which is currently engulfing the entire state. If you were to watch the mainstream media or Drudge Report or any of those news outlets, you would know that California is burning to the ground right now, both literally and figuratively. Our budget is, what are we, like $30 billion over budget or some shit like that? Yeah, and we're, the state was issuing IOUs for a while. They stopped doing that because people stopped accepting them. So what else? We have earthquakes. We had a, you know, we had a huge, I don't know how we didn't have a tsunami a couple weeks back. There was like three off the coast of Baja. There was like something like three 6.0 or higher earthquakes within the course of like a day. And there was no tsunami. I don't know how that works. But anyway, so I'm just watering the plants out here. Beautiful day. The sun's shining. I really have no complaints. I really feel sorry for these Mexican brothers who are on the, you know, had their crops burned down and now they're on the run from the law. That's got to kind of suck. So I kind of feel for those dudes. Hope they're safe. I hope they haven't incinerated themselves yet. But let's face it, they're probably going to get incinerated by the cops anyways, right? They're going to get shut down. Anywho. Yeah, Nasty, I played your promo. Nasty, it's just you and me, baby, which is cool. Got about a half an hour left to go here. I could just play Nasty's promo over and over and over again for the next half hour or 20 minutes. Now we're down to 25 minutes. Very well, then. I better re-up again. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I can't tell if my eyes are red enough yet, so I'm going to take care of that and let Fu Manchu take care of you with Ojo Rojo right here on the re-up with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
All right, this song is called Ojo Rojo. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucking yeah. Shut the fuck up, bro. All right. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you on the re-up. I got about 20 minutes to go here. 20 minutes to take calls. You know the number, 347-826-7667. Big thanks to Ronnie and Petey Green for hanging in earlier. Appreciate it. Hopefully they're out and about enjoying this beautiful Sunday, which I'm going to try to at least get out there and take care of some business. Know what I'm saying? If you're in L.A., it might be a good day to go down to the Promenade. And if you're not, it's a good day to listen to the song Promenade by Street Sweeper Social Club right here on the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gap. I'm finna spit and hold my d*** and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chaps. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, get three cracks. Kids jam-packed in Dinnerman Shack. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the baddest hell be gat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. Two by two, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all the feds and all have feds. My skin is black, my star is red. FBI coming round the outside. Which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy? Or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes. Crabs in the barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts. Grab and scratch from average cats. Bureaucrats with strings attached. Walk in place, like the match. Two by two, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off, catch your trade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OZ grow? Till all the feds and all have beds. My skin is black, my store is red. Of your toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beaten ground. Try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide. Might as well just stay in five. Two by two, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomberade. Ain't about the plans or summer made. Bank get paid off, catch your trade. Circulate, do-de-do. How much cash could an OD grow? Till all the fed and all have fed. My skin is black.
Oh, yeah, my skin is black, my star is red. That's Boots Riley from Street Sweeper Social Club and their track Promenade, right here on The Re-Up with Vince in the Bay. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We want to give a big up to Nasty Trademark from, I think it's Sweden? Sweden. Yes. Anywho. Yeah. I'm going to go into something from... I think I've pretty much run out of most of my... I didn't get to upload my marijuana songs I wanted to play. So maybe next week I'll do that. What kind of music do you like, Nasty? What are you into? What What kind of music do you like, Nasty? Ah, ba da ba da ba do ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee ba do ba do. Well, while I'm waiting to find out what kind of music Nasty likes, I'm going to play some music that I fucking like. This is some live. Let's do this. Some live Lyrics Born with Galactic. This is at the Gurtenfest, which I think is in Switzerland. I think it's Switzerland. I wanted to say that this was in Sweden. I don't know, Nasty, if you're up on the European music summer music festivals, which I think are probably in full swing right now, or actually probably coming to an end. But every summer in Europe, pretty much every big city in Europe has a huge music festival that's at least like a day or two or three or four. And one of them is Gurtenfest, which I think is in Switzerland. I know you're female from Sweden. There's a band called Female from Sweden? Is that what you're saying? I don't know. Anyways, this is Galactic with Lyrics Born from Gurtenfest 2008, I think. Maybe it's 2007. I don't know. I'll be right back.
Rhyme in my marathon, grind your inside, paralyze your seven battle, summon your reality, out of line, throw your hands in the motherfucking air.
didn't know, I go by the name of Lyric Spawn. Hey, and on stage right now, you got a little band known as Galactic from New Orleans, Louisiana. You know what I mean? And one thing we noticed, as soon as we got in the tent tonight, it is so many beautiful, top-notch, scrumptious, hard-working, delicious ladies. So I tell y'all what, ladies, I tell y'all what, we gonna dedicate this next one to all the beautiful women in the festival tonight. Are you ready? So ladies only, if you can see my face and hear my voice, ladies only, hands in the air like this, come on, put your hands in the air like this, all the way from the Bay Area, California, and New Orleans, Louisiana, ladies, make some noise. Hold on, I got to know real quick. If y'all feeling this shit out there, everybody in the house, all my ladies in the place with style and grace and a beautiful face, say what's up. And all my fellas, if you're with Chanel and you're not a spend quality cap, say ho, ho. Do it to me. This is Galactic!
And I'm back. That was Galactic with Lyric Spawn right here on the Re-Up with Vince. We got about 5 minutes left here. I don't think it's enough time to upload a couple of these tracks. I actually have a Galactic track that you might like, Nasty. It's with, like, there's a big contingent of Native American musicians in New Orleans, and they're kind of on a New Orleans music scene. You know, there's a bunch of different chiefs that have their own bands and stuff, and there's one chief monk, Boudreaux, who has collaborated with Galactic in the past and has played on millions of festivals and stuff. But they just did, on their new record, they did a track with Chief Monk Boudreaux, and it came out pretty fucking cool. And I have a live version of it. I'll put that in the chat room. And in my on my YouTube channel, I have a live version of it where he doesn't perform with them. They sample his voice, and it's actually pretty cool track. But I also have the War Chant. It's not on this account, unfortunately, but I have it on another one of my accounts, I think on the Mega Dude account. So if you recall my show, the Mega Dude Show, it's one of my other screen names I have on here, like in 5 hours from now, I'm going to be doing another show called Mega Show with Mega Dude. So if you look out for Mega Dude, M-E-G-A-D-U-D-E, Mega Dude, the Mega Show, at 7 p.m. Pacific every day. But I have this, I don't know if you've ever listened to, ever heard the war chant, the seminal war chant they use, they play at football games for Florida State because their mascot is a Seminole. And so they do the, oh, 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 oh. You know that one, you know what I'm talking about? A fucking Seminole war chant. Fucking badass. I have a version of it on my computer, but it's not loaded up right now, and I'm not going to be able to play it in time for you, Nasty. But I just want to thank you, Nasty, for showing up, hanging out. I'll make sure, keep in touch and let me know when your next show is, because I'd love to call in and be a part of it, or just listen. You know, hopefully you actually talk and you don't, you know, just type and have that stupid computer voice talk for you. Not that I don't think that's cool, don't get me wrong. Ronnie showed me how to use it on my computer. So now I have a hotkey, so every time I want to highlight something, I can just highlight it, and it'll read it to me in that chick's voice. Oh, well, look who decided to roll out of bed. Little Your Highness, King Snickers, has decided to embrace the day, and he's going to go out into the yard and go pee-pee and probably take a poop. And then I'm going to have to pick up the poop. Anywho, that's what it do. This is Vince in the Bay. This has been the Re-Up program. Join me again next week, Saturday and Sunday, for the Re-Up with Vince, 12 p.m. Pacific. I'll be back on in 5 hours on the Mega Show with Mega Dude. Check that out. Check me out on the internet, megaforceonline.ning.com. And check out the Mega Blog, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. And then I have my own personal blog that I update when I can. That's phantomdonut.blogspot.com. It's phantom with a PH. Donut is D-O-N-U-T. That's phantomdonut.blogspot.com. All right, so big thanks, Nasty, for sticking it out here, sister. I'll make sure to check out your show. I think I'm going to take care of some business here. I might stop in at the Milwaukee Music for a second, check them out. But I will be back in 5 hours with with Mega Show, with your host Mega Dude, a.k.a. Vince in the Bay, a.k.a. Mega Vince. So look out for that. And that's how it do. Check me out on Twitter, too. If you punch the Twitter thing, you can add me on Twitter. I'm all over Twitter. Yeah, I'm all about the Twitter. Anyways, that's what it do, ladies. We'll be right back.
Thank you.